going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, good morning to you. Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. So we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Pete Rose. There was a new twist, not really twist, but I'll just say an added thing yesterday. The Reds honored him before the game. When I said they honored him, I guess they honored his legacy before the game. So, James, you weren't here yesterday, but my main point yesterday was, because this can go in a million directions, and the conversation always has, and probably always will. But, James, my main point yesterday was I found it distasteful of baseball, really cowardly, to put him in baseball, not the Hall of Fame, because that's a whole different entity, in baseball only because he died. And, by the way, the whole justification makes no sense, because if that's the standard, then why wasn't Shoeless Joe put in 60 years ago or whatever?
Exactly.
What is that?
He's been dead.
Now, James, I know you're not a big pro Pete Rose guy.
Not a big pro Pete Rose. Look, I think as a player, he's a Hall of Famer. So, I'm very torn on this. Mm-hmm. I just think Pete Rose, the person, was horrible.
He was a scummy guy.
Horrible person. And I'm not going to celebrate Pete Rose personally. Mm-hmm. That's my line.
Yeah.
But as a baseball player, if he gets elected in the Hall of Fame, I'm okay with that as a baseball fan. He was a Hall of Fame baseball player.
No question he was.
So, but my line ends there. I'm certainly not promoting it. I'm not, honoring him or any of that crap. Out on that.
All right, so we have two Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet today, that are Pete Rose-related questions. Incredibly, in all the conversation we had yesterday, we didn't ask these two questions. So let's drill down today, and I'm really curious to find out how people vote on this. Hey, check out Armin's selection of one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, so for the Hall of Fame, we're going to put a 10-year thing on these poll questions, because I recognize it's possible he doesn't get in the next 10 years, maybe loses eligibility at some point, but they could change the rule, because they change the rules all the time. They could change the rules 35 years from now and bring him back around for the veterans, extra veterans committee. Here's our poll questions.
Wow. That sounds like an official name right there. Right. The Extra Veterans Committee. I like that.
Extra double probation, was that what it was?
Extra double secret probation or whatever it was. Yeah.
All right, poll question number one. Do you think Pete Rose should get into the Hall of Fame in the next 10 years? Two, do you think Pete Rose will get into the Hall of Fame in the next 10 years?
Ooh.
Both are yes, no's. I really am fascinated.
Yes, no's right there.
To see where the voting goes. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also get to the Rick Tocchet thing. Guys, I'm psyched. I know the Flyers have received criticism, rightfully so, through the years, for going back to the well too often with former Flyers. Now, ironically, they haven't done it with the Flyers head coach as much as you think. It's more often been front office, scouts, the ambassadors, and nothing wrong with the ambassadors. That's good stuff. But I mean, clearly the front office has had a lot of former Flyers, many twists and turns. All right. Many twists and turns. Coaching less so. Now, where do I stand on Tocchet? I love it. Look, he's one of my favorite Flyers ever. If you're on the younger side, I'll just say this. To me, he was a quintessential hockey player. Quintessential. Were there better players? Sure. When I say he was almost a perfect player, I mean this. No one's a perfect player, and Wayne Gretzky is the closest to a perfect player. And Rick Tocchet's nowhere close to Wayne Gretzky. But when I say perfect, here's what I mean. He could do a little bit of everything. He could hit, he could skate, he could fight, he could score, he could pass, he could lead. Like, when you want a hockey player, to me, a guy like Rick Tocchet is what you want. You want that guy in your organization. And obviously, as a player, he was like a really like B+, A-, and major fan favorite player. Major fan favorite. So I love it, but I recognize there's going to be people that say, nah, too often down this well, and that's your choice. Ultimately, what'll sink or swim the situation isn't our opinions today. It's how he'll do over the next 5 or so years, and to the extent to which Jonesy and Briere, you know, charge this thing. Because let's be real. I mean, one thing that Howie Roseman has done for the Eagles has made it a lot easier for all Eagles head coaches.
Yeah, players help.
Players help.
You think?
Like, go get a Rick Tocchet player.
Well, they need a goalie.
They need a goalie, Rhea.
I mean,
they need a goalie. They need a goalie.
Evergreen statement.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll take your thoughts on Tocchet. But I'm psyched. I like it. And curious, you know, where you stand.
I know you are, Rhea. And I told this to Jonesy. I sent him a funny meme going, this is the least surprising news I've heard all week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know what happened with Vancouver. They were one of the best teams, you know, 2 seasons ago. And they underperformed this year, so I don't know what was going on there. But, you know, I mean, I hope it helps them.
I know you do. I know you do. So we'll see on Tocchet, but I'm psyched. But look, we've been down this road a million times. By the way, not just with the Flyers. I mean, Maurice Cheeks, Larry Boa. You know, we've had a lot of notable Philadelphia athletes that have come back as a head coach. And let's hope this one's a Doug Peterson! Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby!
Who, by the way, was probably the worst player.
Yeah, come back
in Philadelphia
coach.
Sports ever hired as a head coach.
It's a great.
I mean, who would possibly be worse than Peterson?
I mean, like, you're talking about playing here.
They played here.
Because, like, Charlie was like fringe major league player.
Can't imagine anybody was worse than Doug Peterson.
Ryan Sandberg.
I mean, well, Sandberg is a minor leaguer here, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Andy Reid was.
Not here, though.
No, he's saying somebody played here.
Yeah, you got to play here. Got to play here. So, anyway, I'm all in on Tocchet. I think it's exciting. Let's go to the phones. And if you want to comment on Nola, it's not good. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, crew. How are we today?
Super, Dan.
Joe, in hockey terms, Rick Tocchet is a mucker and a grinder.
Yeah, but he's better than that. That's
he's a skilled mucker and grinder.
Yes, right. James is right. A skilled mucker. Trent Clatt, mucker and grinder. Rick Tocchet, classic power forward.
I love to watch him. I think the difference with him with the organization now is he doesn't really have any ties to the decision makers. As before, you know.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bob Clark, they brought all them guys back because they were the GMs then, and you know, so
he and Jonesy, may have overlapped. I'll have to look that up. I think that because Jonesy came in after Podine, and then I think Jonesy was still in the 2000 team. So yeah, I think they overlapped. I think so.
But I guess what I'm saying is I think it's more because of who he is, not his ties to the organization.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. I mean, Dan. Him being having ties to the organization is a big part of how he gets hired.
I think it's the number one reason, honesty. Like, he is not a super successful head coach in the NHL. It's not like he's got cups. He's coming in with all kinds of rings and stuff like that. He's a former Flyer.
I don't know if there's anybody out there that has that right now that's available.
But there were young guys. They're up-and-comers. There are all these ways you could have gone that would have been different for the Flyers, a different way of going about it.
I don't hate it. As for Pete Rose, I think it's a complete disgrace that they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, we don't know they're going to, but do you think
him eligible?
So you don't think he should be eligible?
No, and I don't. Not based on the betting, just based on what he admitted to doing with a minor. I just think it's a disgusting disgrace. But I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And as for the Eagles, John, I think these teams are looking at schedules and they're like, oh no, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't want to play them. That's how I'm looking at it. They should be scared to play us. I'm not worried about them right now. We're the world champions. That's how we have to go into the schedule looking at it. We're going to take care of business like we did last year.
I think that we absolutely will take care of business, and I think we'll be ready for these games. I think that some of these circumstances, man, they make it harder to overcome the schedule. The truncated preparation, man. Just some of the circumstances feel mean.
Yeah, difficult.
Almost.
Difficult. Yeah. Hey Dan, give me a big answer, bud, for a scene in weather.
How about the Wizard of Oz?
Give me a scene.
When the tornado came.
You got it. That's a big answer there. Yeah.
That's a massive answer.
I know.
Right there. That is an awesome
that's a great answer.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's a big answer.
I mean, that is as singular as it gets. The freaking giant tornado creates the mayhem that leads to the whole color
story
in the movie.
The movie, story. Yeah.
Color TV also.
It becomes color.
Do we, and I said color TV, color movie.
Did you ever do the thing where you press play
on
the third
roar?
I did. Yeah, and I told.
Darkseid, you've done this.
Listen, guys, this is.
I'm surprised you've even heard.
Let me say something. For those that don't know, what John's referring to is Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. It syncs up well, whether it was intentional or not, to The Wizard of Oz. It's pretty remarkable. Okay. Here's my story.
No, but you have to press play.
I'm well aware.
At a certain time.
I think it's the third second roar of the MGM lion.
Here's the problem, guys. This is one of my more embarrassing moments ever in college. Okay? One of my more embarrassing moments in college. And that's saying something. All right? I wasn't exactly a ladies' man. All right? So, sophomore year, me and my dork friends are like, all right, let's do it. The Wizard of Oz thing, Dark Side of the Moon. I'm like, yeah, I got it. I get it from home. We all, you know, a couple weeks later, whatever, in my dorm room, pop it in, ready to rock and roll, about 10 minutes. What happens after 10 minutes? What happens?
We
started it.
Was this a cassette tape or something?
Like, what happened?
It broke?
It was like the wrong recording or something.
It went to a commercial break.
Yeah, commercial, something like
that. Because we taped it. My family taped it in like the 1980s. So I got like everybody's in my dorm, and then like the whole thing goes off the rails. And it's like, well, I guess that's the end of that.
Yeah, man.
That's essentially something that like young people they could not even relate to. They'll be like, what are you talking about?
Everybody looked at me like, the camera, are you serious? I'm like, I didn't think of it. I'm sorry.
So it was all ruined by the
commercial. Like after 10 minutes, everybody just left the room.
Oh, that's great.
All right, it's almost like Jordan Romano's start to his Phillies tenure. And let me tell you something. I never doubted this guy. I never. Romano, if you're listening, I was all in.
He didn't rip your looks even or anything.
Like crazy eyes.
Romano, you are my guy, Romano. All right, let's listen. He did pitch really well yesterday. Has pitched very well lately. By the way,
awesome.
Some of his pitches reminded me of
Brad Lidge a little bit.
Bingo.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Bingo, James. Bingo. The pitches look Brad Lidge-esque. Here's Rob Thompson.
What does that mean?
So,
because I did not see sliders
that would go in the dirt.
Just fall off the table type of pitch.
They're like strikes to the hitter until
the
right 12-6
before. 6 thing?
Well, that's more of a curveball. But they drop. They drop.
And disappear.
So it ultimately is out of the strike zone. It's basically unhittable, but two keys. Hitter swings at it. Swings and misses. Catcher has to go in the dirt to block it and make sure it doesn't get past him.
Okay.
And that's what Carlos Ruiz was great at for Lidge, and obviously JT is a wizard back there as well. So it really reminded me of Lidge yesterday.
JT failed a little bit with that last night.
Well, yeah. Okay. Let's get to Rob Thompson after the game on his new superstar closer.
Jordan Romano's confidence kind of going up and up the last week or so.
Yeah, there's been a lot made of our front office not making any moves this offseason. Well, that's a pretty big move right there. He's been pitching great for us. He was outstanding today. The changeup is really improving. The slider's really improving. First pitch strikes, he tacked the zone, he was really good.
So I really respect what Rob Thompson did right there. He had two people's back at once. He had the back of Romano.
And Dombo.
And he had the back of Dombrowski.
And look, all three moves, they didn't make a ton of moves, but right now all three moves look like really solid, and Lizardo move looks like an amazing move.
And guys, let me give you the NOLA headline from me this morning. Here's the headline. Aaron Nola's in a battle with Ranger Suarez for who gets to start in the playoffs. And that's the bottom line. Because, it is so clear that Wheeler, Sanchez, and Lizardo are just fantastic. I mean, Lizardo and Sanchez have absolutely delivered in every way you would hope that they would this year. And Wheeler's Wheeler. So, we'll see where it goes. They got 4.5 months to figure it out before an October game. I'll give you two NOLA headlines. I kind of framed that wrong. Headline number one, John, is you hope that NOLA's not goodness. You hope he doesn't prevent them from making the playoffs. That's number one. Because guys, he's now 1-7. I mean, let's be real. If Aaron Nola had pitched anywhere near like Aaron Nola, they'd probably be in first place right now. So, headline number one is you hope he's not a preventative factor to miss the playoffs. Two.
Do we know that he's physically completely okay?
They haven't said. Nothing's been showing.
I don't know. Two. Okay. He's gonna have to prove his mettle to get the ball in October.
To your point there, John, it might not even just be that he has an injury or anything. It's that this guy's pitched a decade of every year, every start, six innings, whatever, So it's possible that we're, that's what I talked about
possible.
Earlier in the
Finally
year, that we're
up.
Seeing the decline of Aaron Nola and that, this is going to be more the norm than the, maybe not as bad as yesterday,
sure,
you know what I mean, though, but more inconsistent than he's been, for
and
sure.
And with 5.5 years left on the deal, that's not a good thing.
It's concerning.
Oh yeah, sure.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.